Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay.
Good.
What's going on in Pittsburgh?
It's rotten cold.
Well, I just saw that we had a high of a whopping 60 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's going to warm up this week, though. That's kind of nice to see.
Yes. Yes, I think tomorrow at least it's supposed to hit like 70.
I think we're 66 today and maybe 70 and moving into the mid to uppers by the end of the week, which is a nice thing to see. I wasn't quite ready for the cold down. Oh, are you the only one on?
As far as I know.
How's the baby?
I think she's doing quite well. I just saw some pictures on Facebook yesterday of her holding her all wrapped up and swaddled, and oh my, that was such a cute picture.
Oh yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. So normal things going on with her, and that's a real blessing.
Absolutely. She'll be told about how she scared everybody so much out of their wits before she came into the world.
Yeah, for sure. Well.
Yeah. You know, those of us who, I said this before, who had no problems getting pregnant, being pregnant, delivering the whole shtick, don't realize, at the time at least, how fortunate we were. Although, when Murray was born, I can still remember, after all these years, sitting in the hospital and laying in my bed with my legs up and him on my legs, just marveling.
Linda Morse.
And it was a miracle, and it was just, it is. Oh, I heard Linda come on. Do you want to say hello? Okay. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, concerns? Okay. I have a thing here from the doctor's show, 6 energy boosting foods. And they mention mesclun, the greens, such as beet greens and oak leaf lettuces, I'm not sure what that is, are chock full of red pigments called carotenoids, which boost levels of super detox molecule glutathione that reduces the oxidation of cholesterol, which leads to plaque build up in the arteries. So, you know, I think the mixed greens have them. Although when Mindy brings me red beets, I take the tops off and use those in my smoothie. Walnuts, they're high in omega-3s, full of fiber, contain trace of essential vitamins our bodies need. Red beans, and they say red and black beans are high in anthocyanins, which have been shown to influence communication between cells and protect neurons from the effects of aging. Blue or red-skinned small potatoes. The skin is the most nutritious part of the potato and has just as many phytonutrients as broccoli. Molecules in potatoes called cucoamins may slow brain aging and lower blood pressure. Avoiding potatoes in fried form, such as chips or french fries. Coffee. There's so much controversy about this one. A cup of Joe contains phytonutrients that may decrease the risk of brain disorders. And our favorite, chocolate, with high concentrations of cacao, are loaded with labrinol, my voice this morning, that improve blood flow to the brain, reduce neuron damage after stroke, and protect against dementia. Plus, consuming a small amount of dark chocolate daily can lower and blood sugar. So, it's a good one to have in your diet. Comments?
No, sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that we haven't heard before. Just kind of put together in a different way.
Yes, and reinforcing what we already know.
Exactly. Then another one from Doc, 8 surprising ways to burn calories. Hitting the gym isn't the only way to burn calories. Surprising ways throughout the day. Okay, I gotta take this call. It's from GE Appliances, and they're supposed to come fix my washer. Can you take over for a minute, Betty, please?
Sure, yes. Okay, somebody else came on. Do you want to say hi?
Good morning, this is Onita.
Hi, Onita, how are you?
All right.
Very good. Anything new or different with you?
No.
Well, that's probably good, but, you know, we didn't ask you how things went while you were away at camp.
Well, they went pretty good, actually. The gal that's in charge down there kind of, I mean, I just told her that I wanted to eat vegan as much as possible, and she usually keeps some fake meats and stuff on hand for people that don't want to eat regular things, and I added some crumbles to a couple of salads and stuff. But other than that, the cooks were pretty good about having things I could eat. So a lot of times I but I didn't this time. So
oh, well, that sounds great, though.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My washer's been making a real lot of noise. And I finally called and scheduled in. They're supposed to come Thursday. Well, she can't do it Thursday. She has to do it Friday now. Anyway. I don't know what Onita was talking about, but
she was asking how I did at camp.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, surprising ways to burn calories. Swing yourself skinny. Burn calories and build 8 key muscles by doing lunges, squats, push-ups, and core kicks on a swing set at your local park. Watch the clip of those, and there was a demonstration they showed on a video, but I don't have that. And it's so interesting because now with my new knees, I can't do lunges, I can't do squats, can't do push-ups. Core kicks I could probably, on a swing set I could do it. Certainly wouldn't try doing it just standing, but interesting how things change in a year. number 2, knock out 86 calories in an hour by playing 8 ball at your local billiards room. Who'd have thunk? Tickle the ivories. Playing some tunes on the piano slashes 170 calories an hour. Do laundry. Folding clothes for 30 minutes will crumble 72 calories. Take a spin at the ice or roller rink. Skating for an hour can shred a whopping 325 calories. Shop the aisles of the grocery store for 30 minutes and burn 81 calories. Fly a kite for 30 minutes and send 50 calories soaring. Make out with your significant other for an hour and burn 238 calories. Wow.
It takes an hour.
I guess it depends on how active you're going to be. My granddaughter's going to homecoming this weekend. She's a sophomore. And she's so excited, and it's the first time she's going to anything like this. And her father is kind of paranoid about the idea that she's going to be in a room where there's music and dancing and boys. And he thinks she shouldn't get married, shouldn't even start dating until her late 20s. And my other son, who teaches high school English, said, you know, Leah, that's a good time to go behind the bleachers and make out with your date. They're on such different pages. Anyway, those are some tips from the doctors. Any comments?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure if I mentioned this one, and I don't know if I agree with it. A little sodium can be good for some of us. Does that sound at all familiar? This is from the People's Pharmacy, and now that we don't have paper every day, they have cut them from the paper that I was getting, because there's no Tuesday delivery anymore. So I don't know if they put it another day, or anything, but anyway, I missed them. I happened across a study showing that low-sodium diets don't offer benefits to people who aren't otherwise at risk for heart disease. I realized that I've been religiously following a low-sodium diet for years since it was advised for the general population. I've completely lost my taste for salt and avoid it whenever possible, but I am not at risk for heart disease. I wondered what would happen if I changed, so just for the heck of it, I began adding sea salt to my food. Sea salt tastes really good. After a while, I noticed something odd. I had suffered screamingly painful leg cramps at night for years, as long as I had been avoiding salt, but they disappeared. Coincidence? I think not. And their answer is, sodium has long been vilified by public health officials. An 8-year study in the journal JAMA, Journal of American AMA, this is from May of 11, showed that people consuming the least sodium in their diets had the highest mortality. I don't think it's a problem that we don't get any sodium. That's my thought. Another study found that low intake of sodium was linked to an increase in stress hormone, adrenaline, renin, and aldosterone, which might have a negative impact on cardiovascular health. That's from the American Journal of Hypertension in January 12. Those who are salt sensitive or have heart disease may indeed benefit from a low salt diet. Someone like you, though, may discover that too little sodium can sometimes have negative consequences. Many readers report that pickle juice or yellow mustard, both high in sodium, can help relieve muscle cramps. I don't think I realized that yellow mustard was high in sodium.
No, I didn't either.
Comments?
That's amazing.
I think the average person in the United States, all you have to do is eat one processed food a day. I think that your sodium intake is certainly not going to be low.
Yeah, for sure.
So, that's their intake on that one. Potential downsides to eating in a hurry. Other than increasing the risk of choking, is eating fast bad for you? The risks of simple indigestion and gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, are frequently cited as reasons to follow your mother's advice and enjoy a leisurely meal. There's also some evidence linking speedy eating to disruption of chemical signals of fullness, leading to overconsumption and obesity. Then they cited a small study at Medical College of South Carolina. Only 20 healthy adults had their GERD tested after both 5-minute and 30-minute meals of a chicken burger, french fries, and a 16-ounce carbonated beverage. Participants had 10 reflux episodes when they ate slowly and 14 when they ate quickly. 2008 study in the Journal of American Dietetic Association examined the feeling of fullness in 30 healthy women when they ate fast and slow meals. Fast meals resulted in higher caloric intake, but less satisfaction. Isn't that interesting? The faster they reported eating, the higher the reported BMI, and the greater the increase since the age of 20. But when they ate fast, they had less satisfaction even. I have 2 kids who inhale their food, and I don't know why. They've probably been doing it forever, and I don't remember that as young children.
Yeah, ever since meals in school started.
But it is that? Oh, you know what? I never thought of that one.
I haven't either, but that's true. Now, they only had a certain length of time to eat, so they all inhaled their food so they could get back to class, and that's when it started. Wow, yes.
Yet, I don't see my grandchildren really doing that. Which is interesting because, you know, they're in school, they have lunch in school. That is interesting. But you know what? My Murray used to come home for lunch in elementary. It wasn't until high school that they started having lunch in school for him. Maybe that's when it started. Wow. One of the wonderful benefits of being in school, I guess. I never put that together, Onita.
Well, my kids used to come home for school, too, because we live 2 blocks from the grade school. But,
until the youngest one started. And when he started school, and that's when they started having lunches in school. And I know they had to eat so fast, and they used to complain about it, but then they all started eating fast. So
do your kids still eat fast?
Well, the youngest one does for sure. I'm not sure about the other two.
Jamie, our youngest, does not, interestingly.
Huh.
That is weird. And as much as I have commented on it, it has made no effect.
Yeah. But it depends on my day, I think, because my husband was saying something last night. I was eating so fast, but I worked during the day, and so I was, you know, on the go, 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 and then I got home, and then I had to go back for a meeting at 6, so I only had a certain length of time in there, too, so I think that has a lot to do with it, too,
sure.
As to how your day is going, as to, anyway.
I read something not that long ago. Murray is the only one of our three who sometimes will, if we go out for dinner, will order a glass of wine, which he nurses ad nauseum. I mean, it could take him 5 hours to drink this one glass of wine. There were times when he would even take it, what was left. And he does the same every once in a while. No, he doesn't even do it here. But I read something saying that if you do that with wine, or I don't know, I'm not a drinker. Do you do that with a regular drink, too? I don't know. Do people normally nurse a regular drink? But anyway, if you do it with wine, you're doing it to savor the flavor. Why do you not eat your food to get the most flavor and taste out of it the same way you do with wine? Interesting comment.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to bring this up to him one of these days.
Yeah, that's quite a thought.
I had never heard it put quite that way. I may not have worded it the same way I heard it, but it's the same kind of correlation.
Right. Right, that's a great thought.
There have been times, yeah, Mindy generally comes for dinner Sunday night. There have been times when by the time, and she'll sit down sometimes and start right before Marty and I will sit down. He's the slowest of the slow, and he eats extremely slowly. And he has been eating his food maybe for 3 or 4 minutes, and she is already finished. And it's like, did you even know what you ate? Did you
taste? That's when it's easy to take seconds, too.
Yeah, of course.
If you're eating so fast, your brain hasn't had time to catch up. So.
No, it takes 20 minutes. I mean, we've all heard that how many times? I have a thing here, and this is from, actually it's from March of this year, so it's not that old. The Dirty Dozen, and I'm just going to go through the list just as a reminder. Apple, celery, sweet bell peppers, peaches, strawberries, nectarines, imported, they say, for the nectarines, interestingly, grapes, spinach, lettuce, cucumbers, blueberries, domestic, and potatoes. Then I have the Queen 15, onions, sweet corn, which is interesting, pineapple, avocados, cabbages, sweet peas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplants, kiwi, cantaloupe, domestic, sweet potatoes, my favorite, grapefruit, watermelon, and mushrooms. I told Marty last night at dinner there was a woman on the news yesterday who just turned 109 in Cleveland.
Oh.
And she does not look it at all. Her daughter was on, who they didn't say how old she was, but she must be in her 80s. And
has arrived.
But she attributes to being still here. And she said the only thing she's done is have a sweet potato every day. go figure.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing. And, what is this? I don't know what this is from. 10 superfoods for better health. Again, sweet potato, number one, nutritious, one of the best vegetables you can eat, loaded with carotenoids, vitamin C, potassium, and fiber. You can mash, cook it, and then mash in one or more of your favorite spices. And then they have a hyphen sweet, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, allspice, or savory, cumin. Oh, if you want sweet, you can do cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, allspice. If you want savory, cumin, coriander, paprika, or chili. I just like them plain. Mangoes. A cup of mango supplies 100% of your day's vitamin C, 1/3 of your vitamin A, decent dose of blood pressure lowering potassium, 3 grams of fiber. A bonus, mango is one of the fruits least likely to have pesticide residues. More water, please. Unsweetened Greek yogurt. You want me to read that one since we, well, if maybe somebody on the call still uses yogurt. Non-fat plain Greek yogurt has a pleasant tartness that's a perfect foil for the natural sweetness of berries, bananas, or your favorite breakfast cereal. It's strained, so even the fat-free versions are thick and creamy. And the lost liquid means that the yogurt that's left has twice the protein of ordinary yogurt, about 18 grams and 6 ounces of plain Greek. Broccoli has lots of vitamin C, carotenoids, vitamin K, and folic acid. Steam it just enough so that it's still firm, and add a sprinkle of red pepper flakes and a spritz of lemon juice. I remember not that long ago reading there are a couple of vegetables that you get more nutrition from if you quickly steam them. I mean, just really quickly, or cook them a little bit rather than eating them raw. And I don't remember specifically what the vegetables were, but my thought is variety, you know, eat some raw, some of it a little bit cooked, whatever. Then they have wild salmon for those who still eat fish. The omega-3s is added to fish like salmon can help reduce the risk of sudden death, heart attacks. And wild-caught salmon has lower levels of PCB contaminants than farmed. Crisp bread. Whole grain rye crackers like Wasa, Rye Crisp, Cadbury I never heard of, and Rye Vita I never heard of, usually called crisp breads, are loaded with fiber and often fat-free. Drizzle a little honey and sprinkle with cinnamon to satisfy your sweet tooth. It's interesting. Garbanzo beans. All beans are good beans, rich in fiber, protein, iron, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. And garbanzos stand out because they're so versatile. Drain and rinse and toss a handful of your green salad. Include them in your vegetable stews. That's a good idea. Your curries. I never put them in soups. Mix with ground rice, whole wheat couscous, bulgur, or other whole grain watermelon. Watermelon is a heavyweight nutrient department. A standard serving, about 2 cups, has 1/3 of the day's vitamins A and C, a nice shot of potassium, and a healthy dose of lycopene for only 85 fat-free, salt-free calories. When they're in season, they're often locally grown, which means they have a smaller carbon footprint.
I've got 3 of them laying here ready to be eaten.
From your garden?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They take up a lot of space, don't they?
Yeah, they do, kind of.
Lucky you. I have, I remember before we went on our cruise a year and a half ago, hearing how good watermelon is for us. And it opens up the arteries. So for that reason alone, it's really beneficial.
Well, there was a couple talking in our Sunday school class Sunday morning about they had done a trip to China during the summer. They teach English to English teachers over there. And she was talking about watermelon juice. She was saying that one of the juices that they serve over there was watermelon juice.
Interesting. I also remember reading not that long ago that the rind is also good for you. So for a couple of watermelons, I was cutting it a little bit deeper. I don't particularly like the taste of the rind. Whether it really did any benefit for me, I don't know. But I know that people have pickled it, or you can buy pickled rind. Just the white pith part is what I was using. I don't know. Marty said it sucks. Butternut squash. Steam a sliced squash or buy peeled, diced butternut squash at the supermarket that's ready to go into the oven, a stir fry, or soup. Easy way to get lots of vitamin A and C and fiber. And, of course, our friends the leafy greens. Don't miss out on...
Has left the conference.
Kale, collard, spinach, turnip greens, mustard greens, Swiss chard. These standout leafy greens are jam-packed with vitamins A, C, and K, folate, potassium, magnesium, calcium, iron, lutein, fiber. Serve with a splash of lemon juice or red wine vinegar. Gee, how come we don't see that whole long list with anything that has an animal in it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, the greens is the longest list of everything. Interesting. Then on the back side of this page, and this is from Nutrition Action Health, Nutrition Action Health Letter, which I sometimes get information on. I don't think I've ever subscribed to this. We name names, and they're talking about the bad stuff. Artery crust. Judging by the labor, Marie Callender's chicken pot pie has, quote, only 520 calories, 11 grams of saturated fat, 800 milligrams of sodium. Look again. Those numbers are for only half a pie. Eat the entire pie, as most people probably do, and you're talking 1040 calories, 22 grams of saturated fat, more than a day's worth, and 1600 milligrams of sodium, an entire day's worth.
Oh.
Yeah. Number two, transgression. 0 milligrams cholesterol, in quotes, declares the box of parquet margarine sticks. Does that mean that parquet stick margarine is good for your heart? Nope. It may be cholesterol-free, but each tablespoon of the spread has 1.5 grams of trans fat and 1.5 grams of saturated fat. Beware of other trans-filled sticks by Bluebonnet, Land O'Lakes, Country Crock, and Fleischmann's. Shopping tip, look for tub margarines. Instead, most have little or no trans fat. Number three, liquid salt. An average cup of Campbell's regular condensed soup has 760 milligrams of sodium. Most people eat the whole can, which contains 1,900 milligrams of sodium, more than most adults should consume an entire day. Look for Campbell's Healthy Request, Progresso Reduced Sodium, and Healthy Choice Soups with sodium in the 400s. Still a lot if you eat the whole can. Better yet, choose Reduced Sodium Soups by Amy's, Imagine Foods, Pacific Natural Foods, and Tabachnik. Number four, tortilla terror. Interested in Chipotle chicken burrito? Tortilla, rice, pinto beans, cheese, chicken, sour cream, and salsa? Think of its 970 calories, 18 grams of saturated fat, and 2,200 milligrams of sodium as 3-inch Subway BLT subs. Three of the 6-inch subs. Skipping the cheese and sour cream cuts the saturated fat to 6 grams, but you still end up with 750 calories and more than a day's worth of sodium. Yikes. Factory reject. People don't expect low-cal desserts at the Cheesecake Factory, but the chocolate tower truffle cake kicks things up a notch. If it weren't served on its side, this one would stand over 6 inches tall, and upright or not, the slab of cake still weighs in at 3/4 of a pound. Wow. What do you get from all that? Just 1,760 calories and 2.5 days worth of saturated fat, 50 grams, mostly from the chocolate, sugar, cream, white flour, and butter. Oh, my. Number six, burial grounds. No one thinks of the biscuits at, no wonder I don't never look at biscuits. I had no idea what this was. It's health food. But each Pillsbury Grand Southern style frozen biscuit has 170 calories and 1.5 grams of saturated fat plus 3.5 grams of trans fat, more than a day's worth. Companies are dumping their partially hydrogenated oils left and right, yet Pillsbury still makes most of its rolls and biscuits with the stuff. Seven, triple bypass. Can't decide what to pick from a restaurant menu? No worries. Now you can order not just one entree, but two or three all at once. Olive Garden's Tour of Italy. Homemade lasagna, lightly breaded chicken parm, creamy fettuccine Alfredo. Comes with 1,450 calories, 33 grams of saturated fat, 3,830 milligrams of sodium. Oh, my. Added bread stick, 150 calories and 400 milligrams of sodium. Plate of garden fresh salad with dressing, 290 calories and 1,530 milligrams of sodium in a salad. And you'll consume almost 2,000 calories an entire day's worth. 5,760 milligrams of sodium. Oy. That's 4 days worth and a single meal. Oh, my gosh. Starbucks on steroids. Starbucks venti, 20 ounces, white chocolate mocha with 2% milk and whipped cream is more than a mere cup of coffee. It's worse than a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese. Few people have room in their diets for the 580 calories, 14 grams of saturated fat, and 13 teaspoons of added sugar that this hefty beverage supplies, but you can lose 130 calories and more than half of the saturated fat if you order it with non-fat milk and no whipped cream. Then they have Häagen-Dazs, extreme ice cream. An average half-cup serving of Häagen-Dazs squeezes half a day's saturated fat and a third of the day's cholesterol into your artery walls and makes a 300-calorie down payment on your next set of fat cells if you can stop at a petite half-cup. Just wondering how they word these things. And finally, Stone Cold. Cold Stone Creamery on fudge. Shake. Chocolate ice cream, milk, fudge syrup, 1,060 calories for the small, like it, 16 ounces size. That's more than a large 22-ounce McDonald's McCafe chocolate shake. The medium, love it, 20-ounce, has 1,360 calories, and a large, gotta have it, 24 ounces, reaches 1,600 calories, almost an entire day's worth, and 62 grams of saturated fat, 3.5 days worth. That's the saturated fat content of 2 16-ounce ribeye steaks plus a buttered baked potato, all blended into a handy 24-ounce cup.
Linda Morse.
Has left the conference.
Interesting. All right, we're a couple minutes. Thanks for bearing with all this wonderful information.
Just say it's through our country's fat.
Well, they wonder.
Play. Yep.
Yeah. Anybody have any final thoughts?
No.
No.
Great. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to watch what I eat today.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call, huh?
No, it does bring things. You know how aware I am of the sodium stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to kill yourself if you have these things once in a while. But unfortunately, once in a while is every day for so many Americans.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
My ears like crazy if I had that much sodium, so.
Yeah, me too. I definitely noticed the sodium in my ears.
Yeah.
Yep. I buy pistachio nuts that I kind of snack on sometimes. And, the ones that I've been buying normally finally has a bag that's no sodium. And when I was at Costco, they have a bag there. And I think it's less sodium than the ones I used to buy. And I said to one of the guys who works there, you know, are there any pistachio nuts that don't have sodium? And we went over to where they are, and he said, I don't see them. He said, is there any way? He said, yeah, put a note, you know, at the door. They have a thing there for suggestions. And I said, did it really do any good? He said, yeah, you'd be surprised. So it'll be interesting to see if they ever do get the hint that I don't want the sodium. Yeah.
I think they're actually building a Costco in Wichita now. We've never had one. All we've had is Sam's Club. Uh-huh. That'll be nice to have a Costco here.
Yeah, it is nice. I don't go a lot. I have friends who go every week. I mean, it's not right around the corner. It's not like it's that far because it isn't. But I don't buy that kind of stuff, you know, in bulk most of the time.
Yeah.
But we joined a couple of years ago, and we get our money's worth, I think. But you know what? Everything there is not necessarily less expensive somewhere else either.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, have a good day, guys. I'm going to enjoy the sunshine.
There's a lot of things I there, though, like the quinoa and the chia
seeds.
Hemp and, yeah, chia seeds as well. So
they do have those things that I can go and pick up without a big problem, and that's fantastic.
Coconut oil is less than Vitacost.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry. I ordered coconut oil one time from Vitacost in the summer, and they, even though they pack it in a tape all the way around the whole thing, it came leaking all over the box.
Oh, no.
It had to be thrown. They took it off my charge, but, you know, didn't want me to send it back, thank goodness. But it was summertime, it melted. Go ahead, Andrea.
I said something to my daughter about using quinoa noodles or something like that, and she was saying she's allergic to it.
Hmm.
Never heard of anybody being allergic to quinoa, but she said she was. So
you can be allergic to anything. I remember the
probably
chiropractor said there are people allergic to cauliflower. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, so I've got a son-in-law that's allergic to lettuce and stuff. So
really. Wow.
Yeah, his mom was, you know, she had problems when she was carrying him, and she never was allergic to it, but he was.
One thing the doctor used to say is just because you're allergic today does not mean that 6 months from now you will still be. So,
yeah.
You know, he can try it. Speaking of allergies, I think I may have mentioned, just as an aside, since just the three of us now, I think, when I had both of my knees replaced, post-op each time, I got a rash. And the second, when I went in for the second one, I mentioned it to the anesthesiologist. I said, I told them that I was allergic to penicillin, and yet I think that the antibiotic they give pre-op in the OR is a derivative of it. You know, it's not penicillin, and I don't know if that's and he was the one who got very concerned and said, you should go have it tested after your surgery, you know, and I finally called and made an appointment yesterday with the allergist. And, of course, one of the questions she wanted to know is, what pharmacy do I use? And I'm thinking, I'm not doing drugs to get rid of a drug reaction.
Thank you.
But it'll be interesting to see where this goes as far as an allergy to what they gave me, pre-op and post-op even.
My husband got a rash when he had his pacemaker put in and stuff, and also he'd gotten a sore inside his mouth when he was at the dentist one time, or from being there, and he thinks it's from the sedative, or the stuff they use to deaden it.
Yeah. Well, you know, not only the anesthesiologist, but even one of the, I think it might have been one of the nurses or someplace in the hospital said, you know, you never know when you're going to end up in another hospital. We have a record of it here, but if you're someplace else and you end up in the hospital, you never know unless you find out what's going on. My orthopedic surgeon said it could even be from the sheets. So I said to him, well, I sleep in hotels. He said, it's not the same thing. He said, you know, people do not touch clean things in these sheets. And I said, so what, I have to bring my own sheets to the hospital? So no, they would have to sterilize your sheets and put them through a couple of times. And if you came to the hospital again. But it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I have an appointment next week, so I'll keep you posted.
Very good, yes.
Well,
if
you end up in a hospital someplace else, at least if you go through the process, you'll be able to tell them, do not use it.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
So that kind of was my impetus. And the anesthesiologist was wonderful. I mean, he even brought up to my room a letter telling me what to do, and a whole sheet of preoperative, you know, things and what to tell me, and you know, make sure once you make your appointment to call this number, and we will transfer the records over so that he knows what he's dealing with. And he was amazing. When I told Mindy that, he came up to my room, said, Mom, they don't do that. They don't go above the first floor. He was wonderful. Yeah. Really nice guy. So that's my story of well. Have a good day, you girls.
You too.
Enjoy the weather. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.